Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Shauna Remus joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Luddy Trojans. Coach, nice start to the second semester here. A really big road win for you out at Russell on Friday night, 40-36, and then you went at home 49-30 over Chapman on Tuesday. We'll go back to that Russell game. You trailed 29-22, went on an 18-7 run to end the game there, and you're able to pick up the four-point win. You lost a home league game back earlier this year, but you pick up a win there in the league standings. What were your thoughts of that Russell win on Friday?
Yeah, it was huge. The kids came out with a lot of intensity, and we were able to cut their leading scorer down. She only had 9 points that game, which was really big. And, you know, we found ways to score. We kind of struggled there in the third quarter, but scoring-wise, but we found ways in the fourth quarter. We got a little bit more aggressive offensively and started attacking, and kids just started hitting shots. And so it was a huge win, kind of evens out the league standings for us. So it was really big to get that road win for sure.
Chapman at home on Tuesday. You get 13 from Sydney Barrett, 11 from Jess Meyer as you win 49-30. Looked like you had a pretty good defensive effort there. What stood out the most to Chapman?
Yeah, again, our defense was very well executed the game plan. Kirkpatrick girl was very good, but we were able to shut everybody else down. And offensively, we finally kind of got in a groove, and we were able to run our offense, and we moved better and executed better, and we're more patient. And Jess and Sid, like you said, were huge, and Breezy was big as well, and the post players were in the right positions for them to find them, and it was just a great win. Saw a lot of progress on the offensive end for sure.
Minneapolis coming up on Friday at home. This team is just 3-6 this year, 1-4 in the league. I'm guessing you probably feel they're better than what their record shows. What do you expect from Minneapolis on Friday?
Yeah, they played very tough competition as well at the beginning of the year, and our league is very, very good this year. Everybody's improved a lot, and so anybody can win on any day, and we're just going to have to come out and execute like we need to, and I think they'll get up and down the floor, so we're going to have to stop transition. Very well coached, and so we'll just have to do what we do, but the kids are excited, and going into Sterling, we definitely want to come with away with a win on this one for sure.
You talked about Sterling coming up next week. You'll play Hugoton on Tuesday. Do you know anything about that game? What are your thoughts going into that one?
Well, you know, Hugoton has a consistency of being very, very good. They won state 2 years ago. So those kids have been in the program, and they know what it's like to win. So, of course, they're going to come out blazing, and we're just going to have to, again, you know, control the tempo the way we want it to be. I know in the past they've been a very aggressive, pressing-type team. So we're going to have to take care of the ball and just get into the sets that we want to run. But no, as far as what this year's team does, I don't know a lot yet, but we'll get used to some film and see what we can come up with. But, yeah, we'll be ready for sure.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again this week, coach, for the time. Best of luck against Minneapolis Friday and then headed into the tournament next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Ryan Eilert joining us now, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Two different games for you, Coach, since we talked last. Opened out the second semester with a 62-28 league win at Russell on Friday. Then you bounced back with a very athletic and long Chapman team that you fall 53-44 on Tuesday. Just quickly going back to that Russell game, what do you like about the way the kids came out in the second semester?
Well, I thought we played really hard and defensively played really well. Russell's got a couple good guards that shoot it well, and if they get going, they can be trouble. And I thought they started the game knocking down some tough shots, but our kids did a nice job of adjusting, and we're able to hold them scoreless in the second quarter and even held them without a field goal in the third quarter and went scoreless for 4 minutes in the third. So defensively, I thought we played extremely well and adjusting to what they wanted to do. And offensively, we had 11 different guys score. Vinny shot the ball well, like he has been, and then everybody else kind of filled in and did what they needed to when they were open. So I thought we came out of break ready to go and got a nice win at Russell.
Chapman, you got down by 8 at the end of the first quarter, but you're able to fight back and take a lead, and then it was kind of back and forth, but they outscored you 22-15 in the fourth quarter. What caused the most problems there for you on Tuesday?
Their size. They play a 1-3-1 that I thought would give us more trouble, and it did, and it did in the first quarter, but I thought we adjusted and knocked down some threes in the second quarter and actually got them to come out of it and play man the rest of the game, and then we struggled to score. Their size, 6'7" athletic kid, another 6'6" kid in there that even when we got dribble penetration, they were able to alter our shots, and it just seemed like our offense all night was kind of out of sync. And defensively, I felt like we played well enough to win. They had a kid averaging 25, and we focused on him, and we're kind of willing to give up some outside shots to other guys. And to Chapman's credit, they had some kids knock him down throughout the game at different times. But, for us, we were just limited offensively last night, and that was kind of our struggle. And Hudson Smith got poked in the eye early in the game. And not having his energy and just, court presence, I think, kind of hindered us throughout the game.
You move on now. Coming up on Friday, you host Minneapolis here in a league game before you get ready for the Sterling Invitational next week, where you'll play another league team in Southeast of Saline. But when you look at Minneapolis, 7-2 this year, pretty good start for them. What do you see from their team?
Yeah, they're a good squad. They play hard, and defensively they do some things, a lot of switching and stuff that we really haven't seen yet that we're going to have to make sure we adjust on. But, it's going to be a battle. We split with them last year, and they've got some guys that can score the ball. So, right away we're back with another tough game, but another league game that hopefully our kids will be ready to go for.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again this week for the time, Coach, and best of luck as you get ready for the Sterling tournament next week.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Kayla Corbett joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, 1-1 since we talked last to open out the second semester. You beat Lincoln on Friday 34-21 in a low-scoring affair. And then St. John's Tipton got out to a real hot start against you there on Tuesday night. You end up falling 50-23. Overall, in these last two games, how would you assess your team's performance in the first two coming out of the break here?
Well, against Lincoln, like I said, I told the girls it was an ugly win, but it was a win. I wasn't happy with it again, but we'll take it. You know, kind of had the holiday blues coming right after, you know, first game right after break, so we were kind of stumbling through things. I did think we did a much better job taking care of the ball. Afton had a really good game with 11 points and 9 rebounds. 6 steals, but the big thing was she had no turnovers that game, and that is, you know, something that we suffered from before, you know, in the games before, was turning the ball over, and with her having, you know, 6 steals and no turnovers, that put us into the plus ratio of our steals and to turnovers. And I really thought, even though we had it was such an ugly game, that we did some things right. So I was, like I said, I was happy that it was a win, but I just wish it hadn't been so ugly.
So again, struggled out of the gate against St. John's Tipton. They were real hot to start the game. What were some of the things maybe you would have hoped to do different in that one?
Well, between the tournament game that we played St. John's and last night, we worked really hard on rebounding, and we felt that was the big thing that kept us from, you know, that cost us the game in the first matchup. So we'd worked really hard on rebounding, and I think that it showed last night. I felt like we were rebounding much better. Ava, you know, I thought Ava played great against Kara Eilert. She played her tough. She was blocking out better and rebounding and everything. So I thought we did the one thing that we needed to do to win, which was better rebounding. But then in turn, like you said, they were hitting everything, a fast start, and it just seemed like our both ends of the court had a lid on it for us, so we just couldn't get anything to fall. The girls were just frustrated, you know, taking shots, and then they started trying harder to make them, and it kind of just made it even worse. The only thing I can say is we did hit our free throws, mm-hmm. which we'd been working on also.
So you'll finish out the first part of your schedule before the Northern Plains League tournament coming up on Friday. You take on Rock Hills at home. What do you want to get done against the Lady Grizzlies there?
Well, the 2 days in between, we're going to work really hard on our shooting and kind of try to get into the relaxed mode again. I think, you know, Tierra finally relaxed last night and made several shots there. We'll continue to work on our shooting, and then I think our defense will really set the pace against Rock Hills and really get us back on track, ready for the tournament.
Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time. Best luck against Rock Hills there on Friday, and it looks like probably again on Monday in the tournament.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Jamie Walters, now the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You opened out the second semester with a 62-36 win over Lincoln, kind of a workmanlike effort there. You get a nice night from all your kids, and you pick up a big win, and then you bounce back with St. John's Tipton on Tuesday, 53-47. Give me some quick thoughts, and then we're going to jump in a little bit more on that St. John's Tipton game, but what how do you feel about the way the kids came out against Lincoln on Friday?
I felt we came out a little bit like we did against St. John's. We played well early, and, you know, as the game went on, I felt like we got a little less interested in the game and didn't execute quite as well. But, you know, we did what we had to do. We kind of put them away early and, you know, got some other kids some playing time and stuff. So it was a, you know, a good win for us. But need to, you know, just make sure we get a team down. We continue to execute well and don't get complacent with the lead. So.
Had 28-2 lead against St. John's Tipton. You jumped out 18-0, and then we're up 26. You actually had a 25-point lead about midway through the third quarter, but you probably knew that Lance Bergman's teams aren't going to give up, and they started hitting some shots and got back into it, got within three. What do you feel maybe went wrong for you there down the stretch against St. John's Tipton, and how do you go about trying to make sure you can keep your foot on the throttle there?
Yeah, just execution in the half court. You know, there early, it was more of a transition game, and we love to play that kind of basketball where, you know, we got really good athletes, of course, and, you know, they love to get up and down the court, and I felt like we did that. We, you know, our half-court defense was really good and forced them into some, you know, some tougher shots, and, you know, that allowed us to get out and do some run, and we rebounded the ball well, and that allowed us to get out and run a little more and get some easier baskets, and then, you know, the second half, they did a better job. They executed, and you know, you got to give them credit. You know, they could have laid down and we go ahead and bury them, but they did a better job in the second half. They executed their offense and moved the ball and got shots, and like you say, they were able to make their shots. And you know, we just got to do a better job there of executing in the half court. And you know, part of that's on me. I feel like we're our half-court offense wasn't as good as what it needs to be, and we'll work on it. And it's good to play them, you know, because they're going to expose what you aren't very good at, and it's a good lesson for us. So
you move on now with Rock Hills, the last game before the NPL tournament here on Friday night. You take on the Grizzlies. Grizzlies, a team that they've had their ups and downs this year, playing some decent basketball out of the break here. What do you expect to see from Rock Hills on Friday?
Yeah, I agree. They're, you know, they've played well early, and then they've, you know, St. John's must have played really well against them. But, yeah, we've got to be ready to go. Derek Gillett's a great player, and, you know, they've got other pieces around him that are playing well as well. So we'll have to show up and be focused and be ready to play.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck against Rock Hills on Friday and heading into the Northern Plains League tournament next week. Rock Hills games can be heard on Z96 Points of the Lake on Friday night. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls, tip at 6, and the boys game to follow Friday from Osborne. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back to the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Nick Lynn with us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you got a mix of results since we talked last as you open out the second semester out at Oakley on Friday. A long road trip and a tough game offensively for you. In overtime, the final was 31-26. And then you bounced back, though, with a 50-42 win against Phillipsburg on Tuesday. Just go back first to that Oakley game. What were some of the things that you saw that went wrong maybe for you in the 5-point low-scoring loss?
Well, they play, it's just not Friday night, but the last four or five times we played them, they play good, tough defense, a matchup zone, and we struggle with it. It's just we don't match up real well or something, and the more frustrated we got, it seemed like it was harder to make ends meet, and a lot of turnovers. You know, it wasn't their pressure hurt us at all. It was just our decision making. You know, and so that's been kind of our weak point is making the right decisions and not trying to do too much and just work through your offense. And down in Oakley, it was just really, really hard to – the harder we tried, the worse it got, it seemed like. And you know, we were down, I think, 8 at one point late in the third quarter. And in a game like that, it felt like we were down 30 because it was just hard to overcome that. And, and we worked hard and tied it up and then never got the lead. And so I think had we had got the lead, it would have been a different story. But we certainly learned some things, looked over the game film, and made some changes in terms of how we play against Phillipsburg last night.
What were some of the things that you noticed there against Phillipsburg that you really liked from your group?
Well, a whole different style of game, first of all. Phillipsburg is more of a transition team, whereas Oakley is really deliberate. And the pressure we put on Phillipsburg caused a lot of turnovers, and we did a lot better job of turning those into, maybe point, not so much points, but attacking the basket for point opportunities. And it was nice that we did that because I think we had 30 free throw attempts last night, and that certainly helped us because we had, I think, a few more or less field goals than Phillipsburg. But really happy with the intensity and how we attacked, and hopefully we can utilize the positives from last night's game into our TMP game on Friday.
TMP, as you said, they're coming in 7-3, I believe, but they won on a buzzer beater either way over Trigo there on Tuesday night, handing the Golden Eagles their first loss of the season. What do you see from TMP here this year that compares maybe to the past years, or what causes the most problems for you with TMP?
TMP, the biggest problem we're going to see with them is they're going to put pressure on our guards all the way up the court, and they do a good job of jump trapping, and we struggle with that in our guard play. So we're going to have to really handle that and be able to get into some kind of rhythm offensively, because if not, it'll be a long night. But I think we can prepare in the next 2 days and maybe be able to do that. And you're right, TMP, they won a very big game last night, and they're kind of on a roll right now. And we look at it as a big league game as well, so we'll be hopefully ready.
Nick Lynn, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against TMP, and then as you head into the MCL tournament next week.
Thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Rob Buckmaster, Smith Center boys basketball coach. 2 games since we talked last, Coach. You opened out the second semester with Mid-Continent League losses at Oakley on Friday night, and then Tuesday night, a tough loss to Phillipsburg, 62-53. Let's first go back to that Oakley game. What are some of the things that you feel maybe were left on the table, and some of the things that Oakley did that caused problems for you?
Oakley had a lot more energy than we did. I think that was the biggest difference. We also were 4-17 from the free throw line in the first half, so that kind of puts you in a hole right away. So we didn't shoot the ball very well. We were behind, 14 or 16 at half, and you hit 7 or 8 more of those free throws. You've got a chance even with low energy. We played a little better in the second half, but Oakley just took us out of a lot of things that we wanted to do, and we weren't able to accomplish a whole lot.
Phillipsburg game, you trailed 36-15 at halftime, but from looking at the box score and hearing from some other people that were there, you made a nice little comeback there and fought your way back in, lost by 9 against a pretty good team there on Tuesday night. What stood out the most in that one?
Yeah, first half was when we scored 15 points. We had quite a few turnovers, but we also were 3-11 from the line again, and that hurt. The turnovers and the free throw shooting in the first half, we were down 21 at half, but maybe it wasn't quite as bad as the score indicated. And then the second half, we had the ball with about 3 minutes left to go, down 6, shooting a three-pointer. In the offense, it was a good shot. And, if you would have told me, yesterday morning at 8 o'clock that we'd be down 6 points with 3 minutes left to go and the ball in our hand shooting a three, I'd feel pretty good about that because, like you said, Phillipsburg is a good team. So I was really proud of our effort. Our effort was really good throughout the whole game, but we did fight back, and we did some really good things. The second half was a good game. It was a fun game, just to sit and watch and be a part of, and just wish we would have played a little better in the first half.
So you move on now with TMP, and just the way things fell here for you, you're the number 10 seed in the feather bracket game of the Mid-Continent League tournament. You'll have to play TMP right away again on Saturday at Stockton. So two matchups with the Monarchs here. That's not ideal, obviously, but what are your thoughts about TMP coming up?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to watch them yet, but I'll hopefully get some game film. I know I'm sure they're a very sound team. I mean, they're from Hayes. They're a private school, so you know, they've got access to gyms all year round and any time of the day, you know, which, you know, we're not afforded that, you know, just because of our geography where we are. So they're going to be a tough team. You know, offensively, they're going to be gifted. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of shooters and, you know, they're going to try to play up-tempo. And, the goal for us is to be able to slow down a little bit and play a little bit stronger. So we'll see what happens.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against TMP here the next couple times and into that Mid-Continent League tournament.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual Sprayer Clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of sprayers. Learn about machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We will be offering free dicamba certification to all attendees. Join us February 5th through the 7th in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Next Tech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Next Tech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Next Tech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Steve Crist with us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last and opening out the second semester schedule here. You went to Osborne on Friday night falling 34-21, but you pick up a 44-36 win over Tescott on Tuesday. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the girls have played here in these first two games back?
I feel pretty good. I think our, you know, like before Christmas, I felt like our defensive effort was pretty good. You know, Osborne presents a challenge because they're so quick and fast on the perimeter. They don't necessarily have a lot of size, but they are very athletic and very quick, and that caused us some problems offensively. We had a lot of turnovers again and just had a hard time getting into our offense and running our offense very much. But I thought defensively, we held them down. We kept them in the lower 30s, and if we can keep teams in the lower 30s, we're going to be fairly competitive, and I thought we gave ourselves a chance. We just couldn't get the offense going again, and a lot of that had to do with their quickness on the perimeter. And again, I felt like last night with Tescott, I felt like for three quarters anyway, we played really good defense, and then they got very aggressive in the fourth quarter and kind of came back on us a little bit, but we were able to kind of get the ship righted and close out the win. So, you know, the consistent thing for us has been our defense, and we've continued that. We're off to a pretty good start here in the second semester, and you know, we're such a young team, we've got to figure out how to get some offense going, and that's just going to be a continual thing for us as we move ahead here.
St. John's Tipton coming up on Friday night, your last game before the NPL tournament here. Lady Jays are 7-0, 3-0 in the Northern Plains League this season. They've got size, they've got some shooters. What are your thoughts about St. John's Tipton and what you need to do to have success against them?
Yeah, you know, like I said, our biggest struggle is offense, and, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us because one of the ways we score the best is getting the ball inside to Carson Walter, and I know the Eilert girls are going to be able to really slow her down and kind of take her away to a certain extent, and so we're going to have to try to find something else. We're going to have to hopefully hit some shots from the outside to maybe open the lane up just a little bit, but you know, they're an experienced team. You know, I think they only lost one girl last year, so all these girls have been playing for a couple years. They're experienced, they've got size, they've got good guards. So, you know, there's a reason they're undefeated, and there's a reason they're ranked in the state. So, you know, it's always nice to play that really tough competition. I told the girls after game last night, you know, enjoy that win and get ready to come out and play a great team on Friday. And the thing about playing a great team is hopefully it just makes us better because it helps us to see where we need to be. So that's kind of how we're going to approach it. We got to go there, which isn't going to make it any easier either. And we're going to go in, and like I said, our focus is going to be defense, and if we can kind of keep them down in the scoring a little bit, hopefully give ourselves a chance. So I know we'll come out with a good effort, and we'll see what we can do.
Lincoln Girls Coach Steve Crist here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time this week, Coach. Best of luck on Friday and heading into the Northern Plains League Tournament next week.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Joe Biggs joining us now, coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. Coach, you were able to pick up your first win of the season since we talked last. You opened out the second semester with a 62-36 loss at Osborne on Friday, but you bounced back 46-13 win over Tescott on Tuesday night. First, take me back to the Osborne game. Obviously, that's a very talented group. They're down 9-0 after winning their last two games as well here to start the second semester. What did you see from Osborne that caused the most problems for you on Friday?
Well, I've only been, you know, this is only my third year at high school boys basketball, but I don't know if I've seen a team as physically gifted as that team is. They have the size, they have the strength, they have the speed, they have shooters. There's really no reason that, I mean, I don't want to say they'll win it all easily, but I really think they have a chance to contend late in the year.
So you get any fall on that one, but you bounce back again. Your first win of the season, 46-13. I know this group's had quite a few close losses this season, so you're just trying to get over that hump, and you were able to do it against Tescott, albeit a team that's kind of struggled this year. But how important was it to be able to go out and make sure you got that win and handle them pretty easily?
Yeah, you know, it was good to get our first win. We really struggled the first quarter, but you know, once we settled in and you know, our confidence kind of went up in the second quarter after a few shots went in, and we were able to extend the lead a little bit, and it's always good to get a win.
St. John's Tipton coming up next for you. You'll go to their place on Friday before you get ready for the Northern Plains League Tournament next week. What do you want to see from the kids there in Beloit on Friday night?
I want to continue to see. We've been working on effort ever since we came back from break, and working on effort and communicating and staying positive. So we're really focusing on those things going forward over the next few weeks, and I want to see us continue to grow in those areas.
What are the biggest concerns you have about this year's Blue Jay team?
Mostly their speed. Their speed, and I know they have a couple kids that can score the basketball, so I know they get out and they pressure defense, so if we can, hopefully we can handle that a little bit better than we did at Osborne and maybe score some points and keep them in the low 40s.
Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln Leopards here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again this week for the time, coach, and best of luck at St. John's Tipton Friday and then into the league tournament next week.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You finished out that first semester with a tough one-point loss out at Plainville, 35-34 on December 20th. You start the second semester, though, with a 49-25 win over Lakeside there on Tuesday night. Just going back, some quick thoughts about that Plainville game. I'm guessing you learned a little bit from it, but sounds like you just really weren't able to get things going in that one.
Yeah, we just absolutely could not get fired up. We looked, like I said, we looked tired before we even, you know, took the floor. And I don't know what the deal was. I think they had a lot of tests that day, whatever the case may be. But we didn't play ball. We played two good quarters, and that was it, the second and the fourth. Seems like once we started getting the blood pumping again, you know, we was doing some nice things. But, you know, that's just not going to cut it against a team like that. And it's nothing that we've seen before. I mean, we've faced teams like that before and handed them. But, you know, it was very disappointing the way we took that game on.
When I see the first game here, the second semester last night, the thing that stands out to me is you have Mariah Stauffer back, and she had 11 points for you last night. Lane Pettijohn and Elizabeth Hardacre both in double figures in a balanced scoring effort. But how big is it to have Mariah back and just being able to help out your depth?
Oh, that's a breath of fresh air, I tell you what. I don't know if I was more excited than she was. Of course, she was pretty high on it too. But, man, I tell you, it's been a long time. And, you know, we've only missed her for, what, 5-6 games. But it was just a relief just to see her practicing with us over break and to get her out there. She just adds so much length, you know, the anticipation, you know, the defensive side. And then to see her – I wasn't surprised to see her shooting the threes, but to hit right away, I was a little bit surprised at that, you know, and to come up in double digits last night was, like I said, was real nice. You know, I didn't start her yet. I think Madeline's kind of deserved that spot right now. But she come off the bench and just went to her old self again, and it was such a relief, you know. And Brendan, she had an off night. She'd been practicing so well over break. She'd been putting extra time in other places than even at practice, and you can tell by the way the shot was going. But last night it just didn't fall, and I could see the disappointment on her face as well. But, you know, I think overall from last night it was our defensive effort. We just did a tremendous job there in the first three quarters. We finally pulled the press, and then it was getting some sets off, so... overall, the defensive look I was really pleased with.
Wilson coming up on Friday night. They're 2-6, but man, they've got a lot of close losses. They're a team that doesn't have any depth at all, but they fight. What are your thoughts on Wilson on Friday?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you don't go into the game thinking, oh, they've got five players and we're going to outrun them, because you know they've been working their tails off. And somebody mentioned that to me. They said, well, man, you can just run them to death, you know. And I said, okay, but those are the guys that are on the floor all the time. They're probably in a heck of a lot better shape than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know. So, you know, you start anticipating an easy game, and you're going to be in for a rude awakening, and that's probably one of the reasons why everything's kept close. But, of course, they're a very well-coached team as well. So don't take anything for granted ever. And it's going to be a contest for us, and we're going to go down there and give them our best.
Thunder Ridge coach Darren Grauerholtz here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck at Wilson and headed into the Northern Plains League tournament next week as well.
Hey, appreciate it, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we came out of break. You had a little bit of time off there until this game against Lakeside on Tuesday night. You fall 41-30 in that one. Second time you'd seen the Knights this season. So when you look at it, you definitely had a little bit better outing, but still lose by 11. What are your thoughts overall that first game coming out of the break?
I thought we played pretty well, had real good intensity, especially on the defensive side. But we just didn't have the movement on the offensive side that we needed to get the win.
So again, you've fallen that one first time out here in 2019. Now you'll get a Wilson coming up on Friday night. Wilson with a 8-point win over Chase there last night. Chase, a team I think that's been improving, though, as the season's gone on. Wilson comes into that game at 6-3, so you know they have the ability and capability to do some good things. When you look at Wilson, what do you expect to see from their group?
Yeah, oh, definitely. You look at how they've progressed throughout the year, and they're definitely getting better and better. They've got some nice wins. We're just gonna have to play a good, complete game again to try to get the win.
Now, as I'm talking with you, the bracket's not officially out for the MPL tournament next week, but it looks to me like you'll have the number 9 seed and play a Pike Valley in the first round there. But regardless of who you're playing next week when you get into the tournament, what are some of the things you're focusing on improving before you get into those games next week?
We just got to get – it's the same. We're working on, week after week, and that's just getting better, playing better basketball, less errors, turnovers, move with a purpose, just little fundamental things. We are getting better, but we got quite a ways to go yet.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week. Best of luck as you finish out this first portion of your schedule heading into the league tournament next week.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.